Verified Pilot Star, how we doing out there? Dr. P right here, talking our famous question, what's going on in that world today? And connect to us, people, for all your local lo-fi updates, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, we all over the place. Hook up, people, come on. You know, today we're going to talk, and we're gonna take a look at presidential politics like we always do on Fridays, but this time, we're going to be doing a bit of a comparative analysis of recent presidential elections in Senegal, Russia, and Egypt. So sit back, relax, and let's get it. First, let's start chronologically, and that makes Egypt first. The current president of Egypt, President El-Sisi, came to power in a military coup in 2013 during the Arab Spring movement in Egypt. Then he retired as the supreme commander of the military, and later, wouldn't you know, ran for president. And wouldn't you know, he won. Then he ran again for another 6 years, and a second term. And wouldn't you know, he won again. And then in December of 2023, just a few months back, he ran again for a third term and another 6 years. And wouldn't you know, he has won again. He was just inaugurated as president this week. And, you know, in December, with a voter turnout rate of 68.6%, or 66.8% rather, President El-Sisi received 89.65% of the vote. 89.6%, my friends, my lo-fi loves. No one wins free and fair elections for president with that high of a number. But now, let's slide on over to Russia, right? Where we've already talked about the setup of President Putin, so I won't go down that path again, except to say that he has been in power since the end of 1999. Well, last month, he ran for president again, this time as an independent candidate, and he won again for the 5th, 6th, 7,000th time. Who's even counting at this point? He's a dictator masked as a president. But last month, with a 77.4% voter turnout rate, President Putin won with 88.4% of the vote. 88.4%, my friends, my lo-fi loves. Well, you already know what we're going to say about that. We just said it about Egypt, and we're saying it about Russia, too. Now, let's move out to Senegal, who just had presidential elections after having them postponed for a month. They just had them at the end of March. And the main opposition candidate running against the incumbent-supported candidate, the main opposition candidate who just got out of jail, mind you, because he was being held on, well, let's say some questionable charges. But the main opposition won the election with a voter turnout rate of 61.3%, and they won with 54.2% of the vote. Congratulations to the newly elected President Faye of Senegal. Winning with 54% of the vote, now that's more believable, my friends, my lo-fi loves. The Senegalese elections, the postponement of them, the run-up to, all of it, it was an incredible story of how opposition can still win in a country with free and fair elections, and how you can still have competitive elections, the likes of which we do not see in Egypt or Russia. And I hear some of you out there, I do, I hear you. You're saying, well, so what? There's always corruptions and presidents stealing elections and blah, 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 blah. The world isn't fair. I know, I hear you. But you see, it does matter. Because the more presidents who steal elections, the more countries that are controlled by authoritarian dictators, the more places competition and opposition does not exist. When you add all of those places up, you see increasingly that the entire world is more and more run by dictators who do not care about human rights, who do not care about gender rights or equality of any kind. And the more countries there are like this, the more the world is like this. Wake up, Lo-Fi. While the world may be a big place, the free world may be getting smaller. Eyes open, ears to the ground. Love you, Lo-Fi. And this, just a snap of what's going on in the world today. I see you. I
bring it dead, man, like.
Lo-Fi Poli-Sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Pickering, signing off.